I think Pastor Ray would have been surprised to know he had to preach today.
Pastor Ray 没有预备好今天要讲到，所以他很吃惊哈。他现在出大汗。
Well, Happy Father's Day.
祝大家父亲节快乐。
And when I think of Father's Day, I think of it in two ways. First of all,
当我们想到父亲节的时候呢，我想到两件事情。
I think of my father, who would be 96 today, 96 this month, but has been with the Lord for about 30 years.
我想到父亲，假如他活着的话呢，今天应该是96岁了哈，他已经过世30年了。
My memories of my father really built around the fact my father was a very big man.
我对我父亲的回忆呢，就是他是一个非常魁梧的一个人。
Sort of like a gentle bear.
好像一个很温柔的大熊。
And every time I saw my father, he always did two things. Sometimes it embarrassed me. He hugged me, and then he kissed me.
每次我遇到父亲他做两件事，有时候让我有点觉得难堪，就是他会拥抱我，然后吻我。
And it's interesting that the Greek language in talking about God as our Heavenly Father uses the word Abba.
很奇妙的就是希腊文讲到我们的天父的时候用的是阿爸这个字。
Which is really a term of endearment and it means daddy.
这是非常亲密的一个字眼，就是好像叫 daddy 一样。
And I never can think of a time that I was with my father that I didn't feel like he, even though I was already in my 40s, was still my daddy.
所以我的父亲虽然我到40岁的时候呢，他还好像是我的 daddy 一样。
One with whom I had a warm and close and intimate relationship.
我跟他有一个非常温暖、非常接近、非常亲密的关系。
The other thing I think about on Father's Day is that I am a father of 6 children and 12 grandchildren.
那第二件让我想到的事情呢，就是我自己有6个孩子，还有12个孙儿女。
And I think of just a recent visit that I made to Texas where 4 of my children were present at that time.
那最近我到德州去探望我的4个孩子。
And I felt when I was with them and with my grandchildren as well, I always want to give them something.
当我跟他们在一起的时候，我常常想给他们一些东西。
My love language is giving. I like to demonstrate my love by giving gifts.
那我的爱的语言就是给予，好，就是要给他们礼物。
So my grandchildren love it when I come to visit.
所以我的孙女呢非常高兴我来看他们。
Because they know I'm going to give them something.
他们知道我会带礼物给他们。
But I think of this verse.
但是我又想到一节经文。
If we being good fathers know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our heavenly Father give good things unto us?
我们作为好的父亲都知道怎么把好东西给自己的儿女，更何况我们的天父不是把更好的给他的儿女吗？
So Father's Day is a very special day, isn't it?
所以父亲节是非常特别的一个节日。
When I think about fathers, I think that one of the responsibilities that we have is to train our children in the way that they should go.
我想作为父亲的一个责任就是要训练我们的孩子长大，走上他们当走的路。
And the Bible tells us that when we do that, when they are old, they will not escape the influence of that training and teaching they have received.
而圣经告诉我们，当他们成长的时候呢，他们就不会偏离他们从小接受的这个道理。
I think if I were starting over to raise my children, one of the things that I would teach them would be the book of Ecclesiastes.
我想如果我从头来过，有一次机会的话呢，我会教导我的儿女传道书。
Because the theme of Ecclesiastes is really this, that what we think about death really informs how we live.
因为传道书的主旨就是我们怎么想着死亡，而这个资讯呢，就会怎么影响我们的人生。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, we have sort of this dark, shadowy, kind of almost ominous feeling about the futility of life.
从传道书里给我们一个很强烈的感觉，就是里面描述的黑暗，让我们觉得人生是很无意的。
And the writer really says that to chase after the things of the world and to think that they will bring us fulfillment is like chasing after the wind.
作者告诉我们，当我们追寻世界上的享受、世界上的目标的时候，就好像在追寻风一样。
It is the dominant recurrent theme scattered throughout the book of Ecclesiastes.
在传道书整篇里面，它一直出现的就是这个最主要的一个主旨。
But interspersed within these chapters, and most certainly in chapter 12,
但是在这几章篇章里面，特别是在第十二章的里面，
are the reminders that choosing to please God is really what brings fulfillment and joy to our lives.
他提醒我们，我们选择去讨悦上、取悦上帝的话呢，才能带来真正人生的满足。
So if I want to raise my children as a good father or my grandchildren as a good grandfather, I want them to understand how to experience fulfillment and not the disappointment of futile pursuit of the things of this world.
所以作为一个好父亲教养我的孩子，或是作为一个好祖父教养我的孙儿女，我真的想教导他们要过一个讨取悦上帝的生活，预防他们追逐一个无益的世界的。
In the last couple of weeks, we've been reminded of what it means to place your confidence and faith in materialism.
在过去几个礼拜，我跟大家谈到，我们怎么有的时候把我们的信仰、信心放在追寻物质的东西上。
The suicidal deaths of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain remind us that even though we have all of the stuff of the world, it is not enough to satisfy the inner cravings of our heart.
那最近有两个很有名的人哈，一个叫做 Kate Spade， 一个叫 Anthony Bourdain， 他们都自杀了。他们的自杀提醒我们，尽管你拥有世界上所有的东西，你还是不满足。
And we're coming now to chapter 3 of the book of Ecclesiastes.
所以现在我们就来到传道书第三章，对，第三章。
And we're going to talk about time.
第三章要讨论时间。
Psychologists say that the slowest and most reluctant part of the brain to develop.
那心理学告诉我，我们的脑袋最慢而且最不愿意发展的一个区块是。
Is the part of the brain that is able to associate long-term consequences with choices we make in a moment of time.
就是说，我们的脑筋常常没有办法把长远的后果跟现在做的决定连接在一起。
So am I thinking about what will happen after I make this choice in the seasons of my life ahead?
就是说，我现在做的决定，我常常不会去想我人生的后头它会发生什么样的后果。
And since the Bible says we reap what we sow or we harvest what we plant, it makes good sense for us to think about the importance of our investment of time.
所以圣经常说，我们种的是什么，收的就是什么。所以我们在时间当中怎么投资，我们要好好去思考。
So we're going to read chapter 3, verses 1 through 15, and see what the Word of God has to say about this important subject.
所以我们要读传道书第三章一到十五节，看看上帝对时间这个重要的事情有什么样的说法。好，我用中文来读。好，那些看英文的，请你们自己看你们的英文圣经，传道书三章一到十五节。凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时，生有时，死有时。栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时；杀戮有时，医治有时；拆毁有时，建造有时。第四节，哭有时，笑有时；哀动有时，跳舞有时；抛掷石头有时，堆聚石头有时；怀抱有时，不怀抱有时。第六节，寻找有时，失落有时；保守有时，舍弃有时。撕裂有时，缝补有时，静默有时，言语有时。 Verse 8， 喜好有时，恨恶有时，征战有时，和好有时。这样看来，做事的人在他的劳碌上有什么益处呢？我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受精炼。 Verse 11， 神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永恒安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透。我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善，并且人人吃喝在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。我知道神一切所做的都必永存，无所增添，无所减少。神这样行是要人在他面前存敬畏的心。现今的事早先就有了，将来的事早已也有了，并且神使已过的事重新再来。
How many of you have read these verses before?
有多少人曾经读过这些经句？
They're very familiar to us, aren't they?
对我们来说相当的熟悉。
And they really beg the question is, why is our understanding of time so critical and so important for us?
一个最重要的问题就是，为什么时间，对时间的观念对我们来说是这么重要的呢？
Well, there's a couple reasons, and one is that time is an irreplaceable commodity.
有几个原因哈，第一，时间是没有办法取代的东西。
I don't know if you've ever said, "Oh, I wish there were more hours in a day."
我不晓得你会有时候会说是，哎呀，我希望今天有多几个小时。
Or maybe if you're getting older like I am, you say, time seems to be passing so much more quickly.
或是像我，
How many of you feel like that?
越来越变老，会说，哎呀，时间过得好快，好快。
So we have this sense of time sort of being out of the realm of our control.
所以我们有个感觉，就是时间不在我们的控制之内。
And we almost find ourselves sometimes grasping out to hold on to it and to stop it so we can savor it for a moment.
而且有时候就好像说把时间紧紧抓住，好好的享受这当下的时刻。
But it can't be replaced, can it?
但是时间没有办法被取代。
There's a difference between how God sees time and how we see time.
然后上帝怎么看时间跟我们怎么看时间是有差别的。
And maybe this will help you. This has been sort of a helpful way for me to see the difference.
那或许看到这之间的差别，甚至对我来说都是有帮助的。
We live time in a linear way.
我们的时间是活在一个直线型的里面。
We move from one event to the next.
我们从一个事件活到下一个事件。
We get up in the morning, we brush our teeth, we eat breakfast, we go to work.
我们早上起来刷牙吃早餐然后去工作。
We don't really know what the next event will look like, but we in a linear sense are moving from one point of time to another.
我们不晓得时间下一步会带来什么，但是我们活在一个直线型的，从一个事件带到另外一个事件。
God sees time in an eternal concept.
但是上帝是从一个永恒的观点来看时间。
The Bible says, for example, that he knows the end from the beginning.
好比圣经说，他从起初就知道末后。
I think of it this way.
我是这么想的。
How many of you, when you were in school, ever had to make a timeline?
我们当中有时候，谁上课的时候需要列出一个时间表。
Anybody have to do that in school?
有谁在学校必须这么做？
Okay. So on a timeline, you would write down on a line specific events in your life.
你会在一条线上写下你人生中几个重大的事件。
On January 30th, 1948, I was born.
好比1948年1月30号我出生。
On June 15th, 1966, I graduated from high school.
1966年6月几号我从高中毕业了。
In 1970, I graduated from college.
好，1970年我从大学毕业。
In 1997, I married my beautiful wife.
好，1997年我跟美丽的太太结婚了。
And so there are these events that are marked on the timeline of my life.
所以在我人生的时间点上有几个重要的事件。
From my birth to my death.
从出生到死亡。
And think of it this way. God is above the timeline and he sees all those events at once.
但是假如从上帝在时间之上来看的话，上帝在一刻当中就可以看到你整个人生的事件。
So he knows when I was born and he knows when I'm going to die.
他知道你什么时候出生，他也知道什么时候死亡。
And he understands all the seasons, all the days, all the nights, all the goods and the bads of my life.
他也知道我人生所有的季节，所有的好的日子，所有不好的日子。
So here's the issue.
所以问题就是
If we don't really have any control of time,
假如我们自己本身没有办法控制时间，
If we can't really see around the corner of time to the future,
我们也没有办法参照时间的下一步会发生什么，
And God can,
而上帝可以。
Does it not make good sense for us to seek to align our clock and our wills with Him?
那么把我们的时间，把我们的钟表对准上帝的时间来过生活，不是很好的选择吗？
And if we add to that thought that time linked to eternity provides a whole different perspective for us, what a difference it makes!
而且，假如我们的时间可以连上永恒的话。那么它会为我们的人生提供多么大的差别。
Our life here on this earth is a drop in the bucket compared to the eternal spectrum of living our lives forever in the presence of God.
我们现世的人生就好像水桶里面一滴水， 拿它比喻到永恒里面的时间是多么的微小。
It's very frustrating for us because we want to arrange our lives, plan our lives, orchestrate our lives, fix our schedules in a way where we feel like we're in control.
常常我们好像感到很有挫折感，因为怎么样？我们希望能够掌握自己人生中的每一个事件，去管理它，去创造它。
Every once in a while in my life, I have had the privilege of working with my, particularly my grandchildren, making Legos.
那有的时候我跟我的孙女们玩这个 Lego。
How many of you have ever done that?
有多少人会喜欢玩这个 Lego， 跟你的那个孙辈或是自己玩
？So Legos come with a picture of the final product.
所以你买 Lego 的时候呢，它上面会画出，会印出那个完整的模型的图案。
And a schematic or a blueprint about how to assemble each place at the right time so that you arrive at the picture that you see on the box.
然后他会给你一个蓝图，怎么样搭建这个 Lego 到最后造成他图上画的那个形象。
I've tried to put Legos together without the directions.
好，那我常常就不要看这个指示，自己把这个 Lego 盖出来。
It does not work very well.
做不出他那个标准的样式。
And that's really a little bit the concept I want you to think about life.
所以我用那个跟大家稍微解释一下人生的时间的观念。
We are building our lives down here.
我们在这个世界上。
But God has the blueprint up there.
但是上帝在天上有他的蓝图。
We can't see all the blueprint.
我们看不到所有的蓝图。
We can get some directions from His Word.
但是我们可以从他的话语当中拿到一些指示。
But fitting all the pieces together in this grand scheme of God's design requires that we be dependent upon the one who knows the end from the beginning.
但是将所有不同的这个方 Lego 的块画成整个蓝图呢，我们需要这位从始至终存在的神把他的指示告诉我们。
Does that make sense?
对不对？
So the writer of this passage of scripture is going to help us understand by sharing. I want to share about four or five principles that he talks to us in these important verses in describing how we deal with time.
所以从作者对三章一到十五节的内容，我想跟大家分享这个作者给我们几个看时间的原则。
The first thing he says is that there is a God-ordained time for everything.
第一个，他所要指出的就是上帝对万事都有定时。
It's interesting in verses 2 through 8, if you look at them with me just for a moment,
在第二到第八节当中,
that there are 14 pairs or couplets.
他讲到14对时间的对比。
28 different things that are mentioned as seasons.
他提到不同的季节当中28种不同的事情。
They are not one good and one bad.
不是说一个好的一个坏的。
They're not all, even all contrast.
也不全是对比。
But they are couplets that help us evaluate what we might think is good and what we might think is bad about life.
而是一对一对的事件告诉我们说，好像我们觉得这个好或那个不好。
The number 7 in the Hebrew mind was a very important number.
那七这个数字在希伯来人的观念里面是相当重要的一个数字。
So these 14 couplets are an extension of the number 7.
所以这十四对呢，就是七的这个延伸。
And the number 7 is a number for wholeness and completeness.
那七的意思就是完整的意思。
So these couplets are sort of an overview of the totality and the whole seasons of life that we experience.
所以这十四对讲到人生会发生的事情呢，它就蕴含着包含人世间所有的事情。
Let's look for example at this one that says there is a time to plant and a time to pluck up.
让我们看看第二节说栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时。这个例子。
And you might say, well, a time to plant, that's always a happy time. A time to pluck up is not so happy.
你或许会说，栽种的时候是快乐时候，但是把栽种拔起来呢，是不快乐的时候。
But I would make the argument that both can have value.
但是我可以说，这两个都有它的价值。
I love to work in my garden.
我很喜欢在我的花园里面做工。
So we have some land that we have developed, and we have a big garden in our backyard.
所以在我们的后院，我们一些地，我们就把它做成一个很美的花园。
And so we have planted almost 200 different kinds of plants in our backyard.
所以在我们的后院，我们种了几乎200种不同的植物。
And yes, it's a lot of work to keep them up.
要花很多的功夫。
But we love to go out and to pick the weeds. I actually like doing that and to water them.
但是我很喜欢到后院去拔杂草，去浇水。
But my wife likes to do something that I don't like to do very well.
但是我太太喜欢做的事情是我自己做的不好的。
She likes to cut them all the way back to the ground.
她喜欢把这些树都好剪短。
And pluck out all the bad leaves and pluck off the tops of the roses. She loves to do that.
好，把这些枯叶子拔掉，把这个玫瑰花给剪掉。
Because she knows that in doing that, that the end result of that is the plants will come back stronger ever than before.
因为这样的耕耘，她知道这个植物后来长得会比前更好。
It's just an example of the fact that when we go through good times, it's easy for us to rejoice at the beauty of our life.
那她这个比喻就提醒我们，当我们经历一些美好的事情呢，我会感觉很快乐。
But when we feel sort of pruned or plucked, as it were, by the Holy Spirit, that doesn't always feel so pleasant, does it?
但是当我们被修剪或是被圣灵给拔出来的时候呢，我们不感觉那么的快乐。
It may even feel like a season of hardship, difficulty, and trial.
甚至感觉是一个困难或是被熬炼的时刻。
But often when I look back at those seasons of my life, I see how God grew me in a very, very special way.
但是当我回顾这些经过熬炼的时候，我看到上帝怎么样特别的来塑造我。
How God used those very painful things in my life to turn them into something good.
上帝如何使我人生当中痛苦的经历将它转变成美好。
In fact, the Bible says that what the devil intends for evil, God can turn into something good.
事实上，圣经告诉我们，这个撒旦魔鬼用意为恶的事情，神会使它转变成为美好的事情。
The problem with us in our spatial concept of time is waiting for the good thing to come out of the bad time.
那事实上呢，在我们有限的人生的时间当中呢，我们要等候好的事情能够从坏的事情里面发展出来。
But if we're confident that God is never surprised by what happens to us,
但是假如我们感觉上帝对发生在我们身上的事情从来不感觉意外的话，
and that God sees and knows everything that we're going through,
上帝看见而且明白我们所经历的一件每一件事情。
And more than that, that as our high priest, the book of Hebrews says, he is moved, he groans in his heart when we are going through times of difficulty.
那事实上，希伯来说他是我们的大祭司，当我们遇见这些困难的时候呢，他的心里跟我们一样的呻吟，在为我们祷告。
If we understand that, then we can have a confidence in God even in the middle of the times that are very, very difficult and hard for us.
所以假如我们对上帝有这样的一个认知的话，那即使在我们困难、非常艰难的时刻的时候，我们知道上帝会帮助我们，与我们同在。
So there is a God-ordained time for everything.
所以上帝对万事都有他的定时。
The Bible says God orders the steps of man.
甚至说上帝预定人的脚步。
The Bible says that the man who follows the Holy Spirit, his goal is to keep in step with God as he follows him.
而且圣经说那些跟随圣灵的人呢，他就是一步一步跟随上帝的脚步。
And there's another verse in the Old Testament that means something to me when I think of the picture that it presents.
那圣经里在旧约里面另外一个经文呢，说明这一点。
The word of God is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path.
上帝的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
The lamp that was used in Old Testament times was just a little oil lamp, and it gave just enough light for the next step.
在旧约里面，他们所使用的油灯呢，只能够点燃你下一步的路程。
It wasn't a big flashlight that could light the road down a mile or so.
不是一个很强烈的这个手电筒哈，可以照亮前面。
Just enough light.For the next step of our lives.
它只够一点点的灯光照亮你下一步的路程。
We want to know what's going to happen a week from now, don't we?
那当然，我们希望下个礼拜发生什么事，我现在就知道。
or a month from now,
或是下个月发生什么事情，我现在就知道。
But we're following him and his word one step at a time.
但是圣经教导我们一步一步的跟随神，跟随他的时间。
So here's the second thing. Not only is there a God-ordained time for our lives, but there's a time for both positive and negative events in our lives.
所以除了知道第一点，上帝对万物都有定时，第二点，我们人生中的正负事件都有他们的时间。
Paul says this in a verse in Philippians that you may not have thought about very often.
那保罗在腓立比书里面讲了一句话，我们大概不常想到。
He says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10,
他在腓立比书三章十节这么说
I want to know Christ,
他说我要认识基督
the power of his resurrection,
以及他复活的大能
That's a positive thing, isn't it?
这是一个非常正面的事情
Do you remember what the next thing is?
但是下一句是什么
And the fellowship of his suffering,
并且晓得与他一同受苦
Suffering,
受苦
I mean, we don't want to experience that, right?
我们不希望经历受苦。
But even in that verse, Paul is saying, I want to know both the good and the difficult, because both have value in my walk with God.
所以在那一节经文说，保罗说，我希望认识正面的，我也希望认识负面的，因为这两个在神的计划当中都有他们的价值。
So it's interesting, you know, where is Paul when he writes the letter to the church at Philippi? Do you remember?
那保罗写信给腓立比教会的时候，他人身在何处呢？
He's in jail.
他在监狱里。
He's suffering, right?
他正在受苦。
And here's what he writes a little bit later in that letter in chapter 4.
然后在第四章他怎么写？
I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be content.
他说我知道不管我处在什么样的境况我都知道怎么样能够满足
I've had good times and I've had bad times
我经历了好的时光也有不好的时光
But I am learning to be content
但是我学到随时随在都能够知足
You know what the very next verse says?
然后下一句话怎么说呢
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me
好我靠着那加给我力量的基督凡事都能做
So in the good and bad in life, we also have this promise that all things work together for the good to them who love God and are the called according to His purpose.
所以不管人生中发生好事坏事，圣经给我们另外一个应许，就是凡爱神的人，万事都互相效力，叫那爱神的人得到益处。
I know I'm telling you verses that you know, right?
这是你们大家应该知道的经文。
But it's always important to see how cohesive and tied together the truth of scriptures are.
所以有的时候我们可以从这里看出圣经经文是如何能够联合在一起，而且密切的配合在一起。
So against the backdrop of Ecclesiastes 3, which talks about good and hard times.
所以根据传道书第三章讲到人生有好的事，有不好的事。
Is a constant reminder that God is always working in our lives, not only in good times, but bad times, to bring something good out of it that will help us to become more like Him.
他提醒我们，不管人生中发生好的事、坏的事，我们都要记得，神可以在其中带出一个美好的结果。
And so that's important, I think, when I think about the whole spectrum of life.
所以当我想到人生整个光谱的时候呢，这是我所想到的。
And I think, for example, it says there's a time to mourn and there's a time to rejoice.
好，这边说悲伤有时，欢乐有时。
I was a hospice chaplain for 4 or 5 years.
有4-5年的时间，我做安灵疗护的这个牧师。
And as a pastor, I have probably done about 500 funerals in my life.
作为牧师，我一生大概主持过500个丧礼。
In 1 year, I did 54 funerals.
有一年，我主持了54个丧礼。
The man who owned the mortuary in our town was a member of my church.
因为在那个地方殡仪馆的这个老板呢，是我们教会的会员。
So if someone died and did not have their own pastor, he called me.
所以假如有人过世，他没有自己的牧师，那这个殡仪馆的老板就会打电话找我。
Often in my work as a hospice chaplain, I walked with people through the most difficult, hard, painful times of life.
作为安灵疗护的牧师，我陪人走过他人生中最悲惨的时候。
A time of mourning, a time of grieving with them.
是一个悲伤、忧伤的时候。
But I also did some of their funeral services.
而且我也主持他们其中一些人的丧礼。
Many of them were believers who had trusted in Christ for their salvation.
他们当中许多人都是信徒，已经接受了耶稣的救恩。
So their death, though a time of mourning, was also a time of rejoicing.
所以他们忧伤的死亡的时刻，也同时是一个欢乐的时刻。
That grievous process of dying had opened the door to their eternal reward, to spend eternity in the presence of God, their Lord and Savior.
那个忧伤的过程就带领他们进入在神的面前接受奖赏那个欢乐的时刻。
My mother will be 94 years old on July 3rd.
七月三号，我的妈妈就要94岁了。
And I'm reminded of the verse that says that in this passage, there's a time to be born and a time to die.
我就想到这里面有说生有时，死有时。
And I don't want her to die.
我当然不希望她过世。
Because I don't want to lose her.
因为我不要失去她。
But she is ready to go.
但是她已经预备好要走了。
And she says to me often, I don't know why God is still leaving me here.
她常跟我说，我不晓得为什么上帝还留我在这里。
Because she recognizes that she stands in this season of life that death is imminent.
因为她明白在她人生的季节的这个时候
because,
死亡是非常临近的。
Because she has faith and confidence in the Lord, she is unafraid. She welcomes and embraces death because it leads to eternity.
那因为她对主有信心，所以她欢迎这个人生末期的来到。
So seasons are important, even though some are more difficult than others. God is working even in the bad as well as the good to bring something that brings glory and honor to Him.
所以人生不同的季节也是相当重要的。神可以在正面跟负面的经历当中带出能够尊荣他的一个结果。
So when we get to verse 11, we have this, there's a couple of wonderful statements in verse 11 that I don't want you to miss.
好，让在十一节有几个很好的描述，我不希望大家错过。
God has made everything beautiful in His time.
上帝使每个事情各按其时成为美好。
How many believe that?
有多少人相信这一点？
God has made everything beautiful in His time.
上帝使万事在他的时间成为美好。
Now the process is not always beautiful, right?
我们所经历的过程不都是美好的。
About a year ago at this time, Beverly and I were moving into a new place.
大概一年前这个时候，我跟我的太太搬到一个新的房子。
But for 3 months before that, we were working on tearing apart a house.And turning a garage into part of some living space.
那在这之前的三个月呢，我们就不再拆房子，甚至把一个车库拆掉了，要把它改成一个起居间。
It was a dusty, dirty process.
里面充满了尘土，弄得很肮脏。
And every time I went, almost every day to look at it, I thought, "What is this ever going to look like?"
每次去看这个房子，我就说，哎呀，这个房子将来会什么样子？
Now Beverly is kind of a designer and an artist, and I think in her mind she could see what it would look like.
那我的太太好像是一个设计师，是一个艺术家，她可以看见这个房子完成的景象是什么。
And she would say, "Don't worry, it's going to be okay."
她就告诉我说，啊，你不要担心啊，会很好的。
It'll be beautiful.
会很美。
And now, a year after moving in, it is for me the most beautiful space that I've ever lived in.
那搬进去住了一年之后呢，这是我一生住过我觉得最美好的一个房子。
But some things had to be ripped out.
但是有些东西必须先被拆掉。
Some things had to be sawed and mitered.
有些东西需要锯掉。
Some things had to be swept and cared for.
有些需要被它扫干净，然后去照顾。
But that process produced something beautiful that we now are enjoying in our lives.
但是这个过程制造出一些我们现在可以享受的美好的事情。
You would assume that the 14th year of Joni Erickson Tada's life was the most painful, difficult time she ever experienced.
你或许会想，在过去14年是 Joni Erickson Tada 一生中经历最不好的时刻。
Around the time of her 14th birthday, she dove into some water and broke her neck and became a quadriplegic.
当她在14岁的时候跳到湖里面，头撞到石头，所以她变成了一个四肢瘫痪的一个女孩。
All of her life since, someone has had to take care of her.
在她从此之后的一生都要受人照顾。
But she is a vibrant testimony to the grace and the goodness of God.
但是她是一个充满生命力的见证神的恩典的一个人。
She has traveled literally around the world alongside Billy Graham and other great evangelists to talk about God's faithfulness and goodness to her life.
她跟布道家格里还有其他很有名的传道人几乎跑遍了世界各个地方来见证上帝在她人生中的恩典。
And here's what she says.
那她这么说。
If I had to do my life over again,
他说假如我的人生可以重新来过一次,
I would choose to have dove into that water.
我仍然会选择跳进那个水里。
Because of the beauty through that experience of pain and the closeness I have in my relationship with God.
因为从那个痛苦当中所产生的美丽，还有我跟上帝建立那个亲密的关系。
God is at work making your life beautiful as well.
所以上帝也在使你的人生成为美好。
And some of the painful things that you have experienced and that you are going through, God is using to mold and to shape your life to become more like Him.
所以你所经历过的，或是现在正在经历的痛苦呢，神正在塑造你，成为一个更美好的你。
And maybe you say, why is it taking so long?
有时候你会问说，为什么要花这么长的时间？
Or come, how come it hurts so much?
还为什么让我感觉到这么的痛苦？
And those are the right questions.
当然这些问题都很对。
And it doesn't mean that we won't be impatient.
也不会说我们就不会没有这个耐心。
It doesn't mean that we won't be uncomfortable.
也不会说我们都不会感觉到不舒服。
But it does mean that we can be confident, certain, and comforted that God is involved in bringing that process to making something beautiful that honors and glorifies Him.
但是我们可以有这样的一个确据，还有这样的信心，就是上帝会使这样的一个情况转变成一个美好的事情。
So if you're kind of in a hard place today and you've been there for a long time,
假如你现在处在一个艰苦的状况，而且在这个状况当中很长一段时间，
maybe the question is, what is God trying to teach me?
或许你应该问的就是，上帝到底要教导我什么？
What is God trying to correct or improve or fashion in such a way that it brings glory to Him.
上帝到底要改正，或是改变我什么，使我这个境况能够变成能够使他荣耀的情形。
I love that verse.
我非常喜欢一节经文。
God makes everything beautiful in His time.
上帝使万事在他的时间成为美好。
But the second part of verse 11 is also equally important to me.
但是第十一节的第二部分对我来说同样的重要。
God has put eternity into our hearts.
上帝将永恒放在人的心里。
I want you to see what it says here in this passage of scripture.
我希望大家详细看这节经文里面说些什么。
He has put eternity into man's heart.
他把永恒放在人的心里。
Yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end.
然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透。
So here's what he's saying. The frustration is this.
所以他这边说我们的挫折感来自于。
We have a desire to see the eternal blueprint.
我们有一个盼望想要看到永恒的蓝图。
But we are unable to see it.
但是我们没有办法看清楚。
From our limited perspective,
从我们有限制的观点，
we cannot access the big picture.
我们没有办法拿到那个大蓝图。
Is that okay with you?
对你来说这样可以吗？
Is it okay?
可以吗？
Not always, right? I want to see the big picture.
你是说，哦，我要看到神的整个的大计划。
Show me where this is going to lead me and take me.
来告诉我这下一步会带我到什么地方去。
But the Bible says we cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end.
但是这边说上帝从始至终的作为人没有办法参透。
And this is what creates our dependence upon God.
这就是为什么创造出在我们里面对神的一个依赖。
And it says it in verse 15, this interesting thing about time. Let me read it to you.
然后十五节关于时间讲了非常有趣的事情。
That which is already has been.
现今的事早先就有了。
And that which is to be already has been.
将来的事早也已有了。
So, look at me just for a moment. That's a little confusing, isn't it?
听起来有点错愕哈。
That which is has already happened.
就是现在要你所要想想的事情呢，已经发生过了。
And that which is going to be from God's point of view has already happened.
而且将来要发生的事情，从上帝的眼光看来呢，已经发生了。
Remember, He knows the end from the beginning.
就像记得哈，上帝从初到终，他都看见，他都晓得。
How do you feel about that?
你感觉怎么样？
So God has put this desire for eternity within our hearts, not to frustrate us.
所以上帝把永恒放在我们心里，不是要让我们感觉挫折。
But to make us realize a few things.
而是要我们明白几件事情。
The stuff of this temporal world can never satisfy the eternal longings of our heart.
就是说，限制上所有短暂的事情，没有办法满足我们对永恒的期望。
And because we do not know what tomorrow holds,
而且因为我们不知道明天会发生什么。
We must learn to trust the one who holds tomorrow in his hand.
我们必须学习信靠那个把明天掌握在手里的那位上帝。
You understand that?
明白吗？
Understanding it is not as easy as doing it, is it?
明白跟做却还又不太一样。
God has put this idea of eternity within our hearts.
所以上帝把一个永恒的观念放在我们的里面。
Someone has said that we man is created with a God-shaped vacuum.
有人说好，上帝在我们里面呢放了一个只有上帝所塑造出来的一个真空。
And so, even though I don't know Kate Spade personally, and I don't know Anthony Bourdain personally, I do know this.
虽然我不认识 Kate Spade， 也不认识 Andrew Bourdain， 个人跟他们有关系。
The way that they departed this world meant that there was something missing in their life, and they had not discovered how to fill that void in their existence.
他让我知道，就是说，他们离开这个世界是因为他们里面有一个真空，他们不知道用什么去填满它。
But we know the answer when we know Christ, don't we?
但是认识基督的人知道这个答案是什么。
And that leads us to the final thing that I want to say, as we share this morning.
我要大家看第五个重点。
And this is kind of these verses in 12 and 13 you don't want to miss when you're reading Ecclesiastes.
我们读传道书的时候呢，不要忘记第十二十三节。
I'm going to ask Annie to read verses 12 and 13 one more time. I want you to see that.
那我再读一下十二节跟十三节。十二节，我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善，并且人人吃喝。在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。
These verses say that there is nothing better for us than to be joyful.
这两节经文告诉我们，没有什么事情比欢欢喜喜更好了。
You notice it does not say happy.
你记得这边不是说快乐。
Because we understand that happiness is dependent upon our circumstances.
我们知道快乐在乎于我们的环境。
But joy is a byproduct of our relationship with God.
但是喜乐是我们跟神关系的一个副产品。
So James could say, count it all joy when you fall into difficult, hard times.
这就是为什么雅各可以说，你们落在百般的试炼当中，要以为大喜乐。
So God wants us to experience joy.
所以上帝要我们经历他的喜乐。
And to do good as long as we live.
只要活着能够继续行善。
And notice the rest. And we should, I love this, that we should eat and drink and take pleasure in the work that we do.
而且要吃吃喝喝，在我们一切劳碌中来享福。
How do you feel about that?
你觉得怎么样？
So today when you go home, it's all right to have a good big meal, right?
所以今天我们吃午餐的时候，大家要吃喝快乐。
And it's all right to take pleasure in what you do.
好，在你所做的事情呢，你把自己弄得很快、很喜乐，是一件好的事。
But you have to remember this.
但是要记得一点。
It's not something that we earn or deserve or chase after.
不是我们赢得的、获得的，或是我们追寻得来的。
But it is God's great gift to us.
而是上帝给我们很大的一个恩典、一个礼物。
Amen.
对吗？
Every good gift comes from the Father above.
雅各是说，所有美善的恩赐都是来自于天上的父亲。
So let me just share a few things in closing with you.
所以最后我跟大家分享几件事情。
Whatever God does lasts forever.
上帝所做的事情都存到永远。
One of the beautiful things we believe is that when God saves us, there is a security and a certainty about our relationship with Him.
一件非常美好的事情就是一旦我们明白神拯救我们，在我们跟他的关系当中就有一种安全感。
We can't really reconfigure or control time.
那么我们没有办法重新配置时间。
So we have to trust the one who holds time in his hand.
所以我们必须相信那一位把时间掌握在自己手中的上帝。
We fear God, and really the word here, really, we respect God because we know that he sees time from beginning to end, and so he is worthy of our trust when we are thinking about what to do with our moments and our days.
那我们敬畏上帝是因为只有上帝可以掌控时间，而且他看清楚我们人生所要发生的一切的事情，我们可以信靠他。
Someone has written, John MacArthur has said that the purpose of prayer
John MacArthur 曾经写到说，他说祷告的目的是
is to align our will with God's will.
是将我们的意志跟上帝的旨意对齐。
So that we say, not my will, but your will be done.
所以我们可以说不是我的旨意，而是你的旨意来成就。
But I think that the challenge of our lives is to align our seasons and our time with God's will and purpose for our lives.
对我们的挑战就是把我们的时间跟上帝的旨意，还有上帝对我们人生的目的来对齐。
And to see that in good or bad times, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
而且清楚知道，不管我们人生的好坏，上帝昨日、今日到永远，他是不改变的。
Here's how the psalmist prays.
诗人这么祷告。
Show me your ways, O Lord.
主啊，将你的道路指示给我。
Teach me your paths.
教导我你的道路。
Lead me in your truth.
引导我进入你的真理。
And teach me that you are the God of my salvation.
指教我你是我救恩的神。
And on you do I wait all day.
而且我整天等候你。
If you look at the Hebrew, it says, "On you do I wait every moment of every day."
如果希伯来文的意思呢，它是更深切。他说，每时每刻我都等候你。
Why do I do that?
我为什么这么做呢？
Because God's timing is perfect.
因为上帝的时间是完美的。
Someone has said God is never early and God is never late.
有人说上帝从来不早到，他也不迟到。
And Galatians 4, in closing, verses 4 and 5 says this.
加拉太书第四章这么说。
That at just the right time,
在时候满足的时候，
God sent his son.
上帝差遣他的儿子。
At just the right time.
就是在最正确的时候。
God is not surprised by your time.
所以你的时间对上帝来说不是一个意外。
God knows your needs.
上帝也知道你们的需要。
God sees the last chapter.
上帝看到最后一章。
And his desire is to make something beautiful and God-honoring out of your life.
他的意思是希望在你的人生当中展现出、制造出美好的，而且是尊荣他的事情。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we come before you on this day to give you praise and thanks.
主，我们今天来到你的面前，将赞美、感谢归给你。
Our life and our times are in your hand.
我们的人生还有我们的时间都在你的手里。
Help us to learn to trust you.
求你帮助我们学习信靠你。
And to commit every step of every day, every moment of every day unto you.
而且将人生的每一个时刻都委身给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.